Okay, so let's talk about the ending of True Detective Season 4, Night Country, directed by Issa Lopez. And this is one of the shows I don't think we were covering weekly here because I wasn't sure if I wanted to cover weekly, especially knowing it was a shorter season. I was waiting to see it all and then talk about it. But I will definitely talk more about everything that we saw happened from the first to the last episode in another video. If you want to see that, make sure you're giving this a thumbs up, and we'll have that this week. And we'll definitely break down this episode a lot more there. This is just basically talking about the ending because I think it really leaves us on a cliffhanger of sorts, but at the same time, it does close the story off nicely. So pretty much let's start off where we started in this episode. In the previous episode, we had seen that Pete had actually killed his father, Hank, after Hank pretty much was showing signs that he was about to hurt Danvers. Because pretty much in that previous episode, we had seen that they wanted to cover up everything that had happened and they wanted to close the case, but Danvers and Navarro still wanted to know what happened to Annie Kay, and Hank was sort of used as a henchman of sorts from the mine company and all of that. And it seems that that hadn't been the only time he's done this, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. But that's where the previous episode ended, and we saw Navarro and Danvers go off to find this hidden cave system so they can be able to find where exactly in the caves Annie was right before they died in that video that we kept seeing throughout. They eventually are able to find the cave system. They go in and they find Clark, who was the missing scientist that they had no idea what had happened to from the beginning. Eventually, after a few back and forths throughout the facility, they are able to get Clark and get him to confess after torturing him by making him listen to Annie's last moments. We find out that Clark was in love with Annie, and he lets us know that Annie found out what was going on there, the whole like research thing they were doing, that they actually were paying the mining company to throw out more pollutants into the ice in order for the permafrost to be able to deplete faster, and they would be able to make their research and get as many samples as they were trying to get from these microorganisms. And they were actually lying about the numbers as well. So they were letting these pollutants run crazy, people dying, stillbirths, all of that, just for this whole breakthrough that they wanted to have. And they tried to say so many times that it was for the greater good and all of that. But of course, it was for ego, it was for fame. That's how it always goes. That's a whole other story we'll talk about. But we basically see that the scientists got pissed because Annie one day came in and destroyed everything after finding out the truth. And one of the scientists actually went crazy and started like stabbing her. He tried to stop the scientist, but then the other ones came in and they decided to try and continue to kill her. Eventually, Clark says that they did kill her, but we also see in a flashback he has, but he doesn't tell this to Navarro or Danvers, that he actually was the one who ultimately finished Annie off by suffocating her. Now, it's kind of like an interesting thing because I was reading an interview that the director had and said that maybe in his mind, Clark, he was basically thinking that wasn't what killed her. I was just taking her out of her misery, but she had already been dead and was going to die regardless. And so that was basically his way of interpreting that he didn't really kill her, although he did suffocate her. We hear that they called the mine in order to see what to do. And so this leads into who actually cut Annie's case tongue, because Clark says none of the scientists did that. And so it speculates, and the director themselves also said that it was probably Hank who could have done this, because of course he was doing the things with the mine and all of that. And it's kind of alluded to as well. So that's the whole thing with Annie Kay's murder. Right there, it was the scientist and the mining company pretty much cleaned it all up, so it wouldn't seem that anybody had anything to do with that. Now, who killed the scientist after all of this happened? Well, Clark has the recollection that this all happened because Annie's spirit came back and the vengeance of it to take them all out. He was able to escape, however, through the little hatch and was able to go into the underground lair of sorts while all of the scientists at the top were pretty much getting taken out. So after this, Danvers and Navarro pretty much let Clark go off and be frozen like the other scientists, and that's the end of Clark right there. Navarro and Danvers then see that one of the hands matches somebody that they had talked to before, one of the women that was working in that factory of sorts, and they go to talk to her and everybody else, B, and they find out that this actually was their doing about the scientists. As they say, the story goes that after what happened to Annie Kay, they all went out there, they were pretty much guns a-blazing, took out the scientists, got them in a truck, put them in the back of the truck, took them out to the middle of the ice where we found the scientists at the beginning, made them strip and go out into the cold. If they were able to come back and get their clothes, then fine, they said. But if they weren't, then that was meant to be. And of course, what we know what was meant to be was they were going to be found all together. And eventually, Navarro and Danvers, as they listen to this, the women tell them, but hey, it's just a story, right? And so Navarro and Danvers come to the agreement like, you know what? They got it, what they were coming. And forensics already said that it was a weather incident. So we'll leave it at that. And so pretty much that's what we see, how this whole case comes to close of sorts. Of course, like I said, Pete as well had also shot his father. Eventually, he is able to go with Danvers' friend to go and bury the father into the water, bury a friend. I mean, it's a lot of things right there, right? We can talk about. But I thought it was definitely one of those moments that really made you feel a lot for P right there, especially everything that had happened and sort of doing this as well as sort of disconnecting that whole like part of his father from his life and everything his dad had done. Because P was always trying to play by the book, be the cop that was going to help and all of that. And sort of his father took the other path of this corrupt officer and all of that. And I think that also seeing these moments for all of these characters to come full circle with themselves, as well as with Navarro having these moments and her finding her indigenous name as well through these visions they were having. And then you also have Danvers, who was going through the struggle of losing their child, Holden, and coming to terms with all of that. And I thought it was such a great cathartic episode as well for everybody involved here, and just one of the better endings to a season I've seen for a show for sure. And I think the whole thing with bringing it all back about what happened to Annie Kay and the whole science and nature and all of that, just a great, great ending right there. Eventually, we see many months pass and now they're investigating Hank's disappearance as well as what happened to Navarro, because they are no longer in the picture. We do see that Navarro was able to get a video statement from Clark to pretty much say everything that happened, pretty much everything that happened with Annie Kay and about them lying about the mine as well and how they were letting the pollutants run wild and all of this. That video eventually leaks. It seems that Navarro left that for Danvers. Danvers is the one who leaked it, presumably, but she says that she has no clue how that happened and Navarro is now missing. So I'm assuming everybody thinks Navarro was the one that leaked it, and that's why they're trying to find where they may be. We eventually see that Danvers and her daughter are now on better terms. Of course, throughout the season, there was a rocky relationship, and it's great to see that as they drive off to this like lake house. And in the end, we see Navarro step forward. And at first, you could be thinking, is this Navarro alive or not? Because we see a shot prior where Navarro is like walking out into the snow, into the ice. And we had seen that many times. We saw it with her sister as well, and how that was pretty much the end for her sister. Was this the end for her? Well, the director says that you could look at it either way. And we like to see it that Navarro has in fact survived and has this whole relationship with Danvers, whatever that relationship may be. I know I see a lot of people trying to ship them together, but the director says, whatever you want to do. I wrote 6 episodes, you write the 7th. And I really like that. It really does leave these questions and these answers open to you, how you viewed the show, how you thought it should go, because they do say that there is supernatural and there is also a whole thing with realism in the show where it goes back and forth. And it just depends on how you view things. In my opinion, I think Navarro is alive. They were able to solve Annie Kay's murder. They were able to get justice for Annie Kay. And in the end, Annie Kay's events were the ones that led to all of this closing. As we see, the mine is now closed. And another big thing was, where did the tongue come from? Now, from the director's own statements, the tongue was first cut apparently by Hank, and the actor played by Hank said that they were probably the ones that cut Annie Kay's tongue at the beginning, but the ones who put the tongue back after all those years when the scientists were now frozen, it seems, was actually the indigenous woman that went over there in order to sort of open that can of worms and lead back into that story of what was going on with the mines, what was going on with the scientists, and get the justice that Annie wanted so much. So pretty much that's the ending of True Detective right there. They were able to solve the murder of Annie Kay. It was the scientists. The scientists got frozen to death because the indigenous woman went to get retribution for what they did to Annie Kay. The tongue was brought back in order for them to connect all of the dots as well. And Navarro was the one who leaked that whole thing about Clark and all of that, and that's probably why they're now just secluded and hiding and they feel more at peace probably and not having to be police officer and all of that. But hey, I really enjoyed this season. I'm excited to talk more about it, the symbolism as well, if y'all want to. I should have covered it weekly, but it was so much going on. But I really wanted to talk about the ending. Really enjoyed it. So let me know your thoughts and opinions on True Detective Night Country. I know a lot of people are split on it. It's very polarizing, but I thought it was great. And I'm excited to see where Issa Lopez goes next with this. So we'll talk more True Detective. If you want more of that, make sure you comment down below. We'll talk theories. What do you think happened at the end? All of that. So make sure you comment it down below. But as always, I'll see all of you next time. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, share. www.culturalixir.com is our website. Follow us on all our other accounts here. I'll see you next time. Stay safe. Stay positive.